But that's not a nice thought to hear, you know. People, the world is going to be judged by God. No, we want to improve the world. We want to have a good time. It is impossible in this world where the Messiah had been crucified. From this world, we cannot expect anything good to come. But in this world, God has placed you and me. He inserted something that's not on the level of this line of God's plan for Israel and the nations. It is something that God had in mind from eternity past, to have the church connected with Christ in heaven. So after the cross, the Lord Jesus went to heaven after 40 days, and then 10 days later, he sent the Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Holy Spirit. You can read in John 14, 15, and 16. The Lord Jesus, the ascended man, who is also the Son of God, sent the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit came on his own initiative. That is where the church age started. This circle here is the church age. It started in Acts 2, and it will end at the rapture. We read about the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15. And that marvelous event in the twinkling of an eye, that will happen here, the rapture. And then we'll meet the Lord in the air. Now, this is outside this frame. Like, that's why the line is broken here. The line of God's plans with Israel and with the nations is interrupted. It's still there, but the fulfillment of that plan continues after the rapture. The church is above these plans for time. The church is connected with the Lord Jesus in heaven according to this eternal purpose. So in connection with the church is not a matter now of testing man. Man has been tested, but it's now to enjoy the relationship with the Lord in the glory, and that's why this is called the Day of Grace. God's grace is beyond our stoutest thoughts, our greatest imagination. God's grace is always greater than we can imagine. That's the time in which you live. That is when you and I have come to know the Lord Jesus. That's the most wonderful thing that can happen, that from this wicked world, people are living in this world that is under God's judgment, because after the cross there is no possibility of improvement, that from that world, while God waits to judge, he has now a people for himself on this same earth. But when we talk about man's responsibility, then we see even in that time failure. Ephesus, if you read Revelation 2 and 3, you find that even during that time, this wonderful time of grace, there is also failure. Not in connection with God's plans, because God's plan cannot fail, but in connection with man's responsibility, there is failure. We have become believers by God's grace. God has given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us eternal life. And now as believers, we are a failing people. A failing people. But that doesn't stop God's plans. God wants us to be in the enjoyment of his plans, even when we're living in the days of Laodicea. Laodicea is the people rules. It is what we think. It's not, what do you want us to do, Lord, like in Philadelphia, but it is what we think. That's the days in which we live. And there is outward prosperity in the church, huge churches, and so on. But the days of Laodicea are on us. So there is failure. But failure, even in the church, cannot set aside God's plan. So the rapture will come soon, and then we'll go to heaven. And then, that we'll see in the next session, see more details about these plans of the week of Daniel. So we'll skip that for now. And then we will see also how God has a plan for the church. During that time of tribulation, we'll be in heaven with the Lamb. And at the end of that period, the marriage supper. So you have the judgment seat of Christ. You can read in Second Corinthians 5, we all need to be placed before the judgment seat of Christ. And that's not to be judged, it is to be manifested. It's also called the judgment seat of God in Romans 14. And then in heaven, the marriage supper will take place. Not on earth, as some believe, in heaven. All the believers will be taken at the rapture. Also the Old Testament believers will be taken at the rapture. They will be the guests at that marriage supper. So Abram and David will be present there. They will be the guest when the Lord Jesus will be officially married to us before God. That is Revelation 19. It's a wonderful chapter. I would really advise you to read that. Revelation 19, the marriage of the Lamb. That is, and then right after that, the Lord will come with us on this earth, and we'll see more details how then the nations will be judged by him. Israel will be judged, the unbelievers will be judged, and then the unbelievers will be kept till the great white throne judgment. And during the millennium, Israel will be all believers, all the nations who will be called by the Lord, the sheep nations who have had helped his brothers, the Jews, they will continue on and they will be introduced into the millennium living. So there are many details connected with that. And then in the millennium, all those plans that God had for the human race will be fulfilled in perfection. Now, while we are then in this time frame, the church will be in heaven as the holy city, the holy Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. And then in the eternal state, the church will be, it's not mentioned here, but it's called the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the church as seen in the eternal state with the new heaven and new earth, and the church will be there as the New Jerusalem. You can read that in Revelation 21, I think verse 3. So these are just a brief outline, and so maybe we can take our break now. Before the break, we have question and answer. And then after that, we'll talk about those things and more detail about the 70 weeks, and especially the 70th week in the book of Daniel, chapter 9. And so I know this is a lot of information. You cannot understand everything in one shot, but the Lord teaches us, like Brother Bill mentioned so many years ago. He was taught these things, and he learned some things. I learned some things from my parents, from the assembly where I was when I grew up, the young people, meetings we had, then conferences. You keep learning, and that's another point I want to share with you. Keep learning. Don't be discouraged if you don't understand everything. It's not a shame. But keep reading and keep asking the Lord, Lord, show me your paths. Show me your ways. And then the Lord will show us what his thoughts are. So now it's up to you. Questions?
Yes. Yeah. How can we know that it took within 20 years for fruit after God to God when he told Noah?
The Lord speaks about that in Genesis 6.
But the span of time?
The span of time he gave is 120 years. If I can find the verse, I will tell it. Otherwise, I'll tell it after break. It says
verse 3, Genesis 6:3.
Yeah. His days shall be 120 years. So God decided at that moment he would only give 120 more years. And during
grace,
excuse me?
Grace.
Yeah, there was still grace, but it was limited. And God said to Noah, during those years you have to build that ark. And all the details are given in chapter 6 and 7 about that.